Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Jill Derby joins us. She's the former Democratic State Party Chair, and she's here for the whole show on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're always pleased to welcome back to the program Jill Derby. She's the former Democratic State Party Chair. We're taping this on the morning of November 18, so people have a time frame. Always a pleasure to have you back on the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here.
All right, so your thoughts on the election and post-election thoughts so far?
That's a broad topic. What do I want to say about the election? Let me start with the pluses. The good news is that the turnout was extraordinary. More youth voted than anywhere, any other time. More first-time voters than any time. And the election itself, the mechanics of it, ran very smoothly. And state election officials from in Nevada, Barbara Sagaski on down, and across the country responded really competently and professionally. So I think we can feel really good about it. Everybody was nervous about how is this election going to go. And there just didn't seem to be any flaws. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is the damage done to democratic institutions when a president who's clearly lost an election refuses to concede. Not that there isn't mechanism for recounts when it's a close election and so forth. But there's a lot at stake at the national and international level in a president not conceding and allowing for a smooth transition into the next administration, because it takes a lot to ramp up a whole government. And particularly on the national security front, you know, there's been a lot written about that, Sam. And that's a very big worry to our democratic institutions. But other than that, I mean, if you're, the politics of it tell us a lot. I mean, it was so interesting that for the Democrats, Joe Biden won clearly, although it's clear the country's still divided. It's clear that the down ballot expectations that Democrats had didn't materialize. And in fact, the Republicans had major gains. So, I mean, some of their leaders have urged that let's take a victory lap over the good that we did and accept the defeat at the top. That isn't what the current outgoing president has chosen to do. And that's created a lot of uncertainty. So, I mean, it's a broad topic, but has there been damage to our democracy that was already looking a little fragile? Yeah. Yeah, no kidding. But the good news is that the election really ran very smoothly and professionally, and I think we can feel good about that.
All right, so let me, you know, play devil's advocate here and say that, you know, I think that the country is strong enough and our mechanisms of government are strong enough and the Constitution is strong enough. Whether you're for or against President Trump, you can look at, you know, going forward, that the country will survive. It has survived through so many other things. And, you know, we saw with Bush versus Gore, there was a great delay in the timing of the transition, because until the Supreme Court intervened and made their resolution. So, you know, I don't see at this point, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that there are enemies at our border waiting to rush across because there's concern about the election and that we don't know what we're doing. It doesn't seem to me to be that at all.
You know, enemies at our borders, no. But the truth is that what we're learning is how much time and effort and just enterprise on the part of so many people a transition of government takes. And I think a country is hurt by, for instance, a lot of people are talking about the national security implications of this, the refusal of a Trump appointee to allow for the funds that support a transition to go forward. I mean, that seems like three-year-old behavior. That is like, why do that?
Okay,
because the election isn't being contested really, Sam. I mean, the president has thrown a kind of a tantrum about it. But you look at the electoral map, and he lost the election. And he's stringing it out, demanding these recounts. But you know, across the country, where these legal issues have been raised in states, the courts have been saying, no, there's no grounds.
Right. But I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, the president has the right and the Republican Party has the right to make challenges if they appear to be correct. If this was a Democrat challenging the Republicans, I don't know that you would be as against that if there was any chance that there might be an opportunity to overturn the election or to put it into a different direction. For the folks who are merely listening, not watching, Jill is shaking her head here. But, you know, we have a legal system. If the president is using that legal system and the party is using that legal system, they have the right to do that. And the country is not going to fall apart between now and the middle of January on Inauguration Day. And if the challenges fail, then President-elect Biden will become the president on election, on Inauguration Day. So, you know, I don't see where, and again, I'm playing devil's advocate here, but I'm saying I don't see where, if the legal challenges are appropriate and legal, which obviously a legal challenge would be, and if you want a recount, you have to pay for that recount. You know, how much money does the Trump campaign and the Republican Party want to invest? And it looks like probably not as much as one might think, because a lot of these are being, you know, backed off of.
Even the lawyers that have been taking these challenges to courts now are not trying to make a claim of fraud at all, because there's just no case for it. And state after state after state, you know this, that they're being thrown out, Sam. The issue is, you started off by saying that our democracy is strong and our institutions will prevail and we're not at any risk. I'm going to challenge you on that. I think that our democracy is looking pretty fragile at this point.
In what way?
And it's because so much of a democracy depends on the norms and that the norms are followed. And clearly the norm is that when a president clearly loses, he concedes. And that's, you know, just not happening. You know, this is unprecedented, Sam. Or maybe, no, I know it happened way back in history, but no, let's be honest. And the Florida case was really one state and a close election and votes left uncounted and some hanging shads, I think was the reference. They weren't sure about damaged ballots and so on and so forth. Yeah, there was really a case to be made here. Nobody thinks there's a case to be made. People are humoring, let's be honest, people in the Republican Party are humoring the president who is just acting like he's just determined to create his own reality and telling people he's won the, he's continuing to say that he's winning this, he's won the election, which is ridiculous if you look really at the vote count and the facts of the matter. You know, facts have never concerned President Trump.
Okay, let's go back to one thing here, all right? You said, you used the word norms. What has been normal in the last 5 years, going from the election campaign that Donald Trump ran, where he beat all the other Republicans to get the nomination, through his entire presidency? Norms have shifted. Norms have shifted in Europe, both Western Europe and Eastern Europe. I mean, norms have changed, and we have to adjust with those changes. If somebody, if you offer, let's be realistic here, if you offer a lawyer money to do something that is legal, that lawyer is going to take the money and do that.
Of course, that's what's going on, isn't it? But it's to the detriment of the country, Sam, and that's the concern. Now, let me say, it's not me speaking, it's every national security advisor and person who's informed and a leader in the national security establishment that is saying that. There is a certain risk. Now, maybe nothing happens, but what if... something extraordinary happens, somebody sets off, North Korea goes rogue and starts shooting into South Korea and so on and so forth. And there's this transition of uncertainty that we're in now, because we know that Biden is president-elect and Trump has refused to concede in spite of the evidence. It leaves us in a murky state. Who's calling the shots here? And there are dangers like that. Not because right now something has happened, but it could. And could people that are hostile to the governments, hostile to the United States, take advantage of this time of disruption and uncertainty in our country?
Okay, so I will again play the devil's advocate here and say, does not North Korea know that whether we're in transition of president or not, the military and the military organization still exists, and we have a permanent system of government in this country, as we do in other democracies, where the heads of departments change, but the main bulk of those organizations remains the same, whether it's a Republican or Democratic administration, and that anybody who would be foolish enough to challenge the United States at a time like this would be wiped off the face of the earth if they did.
Oh, I don't think you can take that for granted. And you're talking there, there are also non-state actors.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff haven't changed. Heads of...
But I think Trump just fired the Secretary of Defense and some of the senior officers there. Should we be concerned about that?
How many people work in the Department of Defense?
Yeah, but leadership counts, Sam. And it's the person at the top of whatever that department is that calls the shot. So one of the things that there's a great concern about is with the firing of Esper. And Esper himself said it. And he said, whoever is appointed after me is likely to be a yes man. That's what Trump wants. He doesn't care about personal qualifications so much as loyalty to him.
Right, but this is for 2 months.
God help us. Now, this is a man who was our Secretary of Defense that knows something about national security. He said, God help us.
I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just trying to put, I think one of the problems that we're having in this country is a climate of fear that is being projected by the media, certainly, and in an effort to sell more and more advertising and keep people maintaining their watching of whether it's Fox News or MSNBC or whoever it might be, to constantly keep the nation on edge. We are not having, maybe in some places, a minor civil war that's literal, but we're having a family civil war. I don't know about your family, but I can certainly tell you that there are lots of families I know where husbands and wives are at each other's throats over these politics and over issues that they barely understand, but they're following the philosophy of whatever network they're watching. And I think it's important for people to understand that in this country and other democracies, there is a system in place that does not collapse because the head of that organization goes away.
Tell the Romans that, or the Greeks that, or the Persians that. Empires fade and democracies fail. Look what happened in Nazi Germany. I mean, here's the thing, Sam. I think maybe I'm not going to disagree with anything you said. The country is clearly divided, and news organizations feed that. They really feed that because they want more viewers for all the reasons. So no disagreement there. And the idea that families and friendships have been frayed over these because people feel very strongly. And on one side, people are very fearful for our democracy. But I'd say maybe on the other side they are as well for different kinds of reasons. And so, you know, fear, and I think that's one of the things that happened in this election, was Trump really spoke to those kind of fears. But I would challenge your underlying assumption that our democracy is somehow set in stone and stable, because democracies fade and democracies go, and it can happen gradually or quickly. And there are countless examples, and you see a lot of that written by, you know, thought leaders and scholars and pundits about democracies. And is the American democracy at risk? And I would say, yeah, I think there are some risks to it. If we were to go back to a president who was so authoritarian as to ignore the rules and the norms, I think so. I mean, the argument in America, have we given the president too much power to think that one person could declare a nuclear war? That's really frightening, and I think there'll be a lot of attention paid to things like that. Do we have a balance between the executive, the legislative, and the judicial branches that our framers called for? And I think it's out of whack, and it's put democracy at risk.
On the other hand, and there is another hand, 77 million people voted for Joe Biden, 72 million people voted for President Trump. I think this tells you a lot that democracy, that there's been more democracy in terms of voting than we have ever seen before.
But democracy is more than just voting.
I mean,
look who
that.
Voted for Hitler in Nazi Germany, if you study that history back in 1933. There's been a lot of attention. It's what happened to Germany, that all of a sudden they went into this Nazism and authoritarianism. And it happens, and Nazi Germany is a good example of it. He got most of the votes, Hitler did.
Okay, on that note, let us take a break. We're gonna make a little money to pay for this, and then we'll be right back.
Tamarack Casino is giving away $100,000 through November 28th. You heard that right. Tamarack is giving away $100,000 guaranteed. Every Friday and Saturday, Tamarack will give away $5,000 nightly. And on October 30th and November 28th, Tamarack will be giving away $20,000 in all cash grand prizes guaranteed. Don't miss your chance to win big.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Finish. Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this.
Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they will.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we could just get Jill Derby fired up here. It would be a great to know. I'm just kidding you here. Jill Derby is the former Democratic State Party chair. Let's pivot to international issues. Where would you like to start?
Well, it's just that interesting the international reaction to this. Trump has taken a very different approach to international allies and treaties and so on and so forth, and it's sort of America first, and allies aren't as important as we used to think they were. So there's been a lot of international damage done. But it was interesting to me listening recently to some national pundits, one in Nairobi, Kenya, and one over in Britain who writes for the Financial Times, talking about what does this look like from the international perspective? And an interesting quote that came out of the Nairobi journalist, a very respected and prominent guy, I must say, is that he said there have been headlines over in Africa that who's the banana republic now? And that's an interesting perspective. And from the journalist in London who said, you know, the truth is Americans aren't very aware of how they're being perceived from abroad. He said a lot of Europeans feel sorry for Americans because a lot of Americans don't have health care. A very high percentage of children don't have either health care or adequate food and nutrition. He said, you know, Americans really always think they're number one, but if you start looking at the numbers, the international perspective reflects that. But the Kenyan journalist was very interesting because all the things that we've accused Africa of, like their incompetent elections and so on and forth, they're standing there looking at us thinking, So I want to say, I think the shining city on the hill image that we Americans thought we had of America doesn't carry over abroad. And the last 4 years is undermined it seriously. And this election and the chaos around it has done that. I don't know if we'll recover in terms of any kind of international standing. I hope we'll be able to reestablish relationships with allies, but I think they'll be skeptical that America won't turn to authoritarianism again.
Well, I mean, that's a chance for every country to turn towards authoritarianism.
We wouldn't have thought so for America.
I'm not saying we have done at this point in time, but what I would also say to you is, if you look at immigration statistics, the number of people from around the world who still want to come and live in America far exceeds the capacity that we have to be able to accommodate those
people. Let me just say it's not in the developed world. It isn't the Danish and the Finns and the Swedes that are trying to get here. It's the very poor in Latin America and in other countries, poor.
Jill, I would disagree with that.
No, let's look at how many Danes. It's going the other way.
Those are small countries. Those are not necessarily big countries.
Well, I mean, they're countries.
I'm not disagreeing they're countries. But I mean, you know, I've never had a debate before about the number of Finns who want to come to the United States from Finland.
There are very few.
But look,
none.
I would doubt
a good life over there.
I would doubt that as well. But I would say to you, the number of people in India, for example, the number of people in China,
yes,
who would like to come and work in technology,
very poor
but very smart people who would want to go to universities here and work in this country.
And by the way, Trump has impeded that whole process. As somebody who works in higher education,
I have
to tell you all of that. But Sam, honestly, if you be honest with me, it's people the poorest who see an opportunity they don't have in their own country.
Jill Derby, I would disagree with you, and I would disagree with you on a very personal level because I was not one of the poorest.
In the 30s,
the 1830s. We'll take another break. We'll be right back. This is Devolve, Jill Derby.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with an on-fire Jill Derby. United Arab Emirates and Sudan coming to peace with Israel, and direct flights now from UAE to Israel. Was this not a good thing?
Oh, of course it was a good thing. And I think we can look at those growing alliances as a good thing. What remains festering is the issue of the Palestinians. And I think when we look at what a Biden administration will bring, we didn't get a chance to talk about that, but I think they'll bring different attitudes about that. You know, Netanyahu's kind of a Trump lookalike in many ways, and the Palestinian issue has been pushed under the table. It will fester, and I think the Biden administration will be looking at all our policies in the Middle East to see what needs to be done to bring us to a better situation with the looking into the future, bringing stability.
Okay,
and
so
peace.
Hang on. Really quick question then. A yes or no really answer on this. Do we not have to wait for the next generation of Palestinian leadership to get to a point where we can have, a reconciliation of, or a conciliation of some kind between Israel?
And this next generation is speaking up. They're, you know, about 45% are the Palestinian youth that are coming into an active participation in the government. And they're even looking at the one-state solution, which many Israelis don't want.
That is a topic for another day, but a very interesting and very serious topic. Jill Derby, always a pleasure. Thank you, ma'am.
And me too. Thanks, Sam.
We'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.